More strap hangers are returning to the subway, navigating the risks of COVID infection as they get around the city. But at some of the stations deep underground, there's a risk that's impossible to avoid. The elevators. WNYC's Megan Zarez has more.
Washington Heights in Upper Manhattan has some of the deepest subway stations in the country. In stations like 181st Street on the One Line, the tracks lie 120 feet below street level. And the only way down to the platform is via one of four elevators. Right now, there's signs that say only three people should ride the elevators at a time. But riders like Tony Shepard say that's not always practical, especially when there's a whole train full of commuters competing for a spot in one of the elevators. During rush hour, she says she almost never sees people adhering to the three-person-per-car signs.
It makes me uncomfortable, especially since more people are starting to come out, you know, but what can you say? You're not going to tell anybody to get off.
Stations in Washington Heights didn't see much drop-off in ridership, even during the height of the pandemic. There are more essential workers living here than almost anywhere else in Manhattan. So it's crowded. And Shepard says it often takes too long to wait for the next elevator.
Initially, I was getting off in the morning, but most times now I don't have the time. I just try and distance myself as much as possible.
Before the current elevators were installed in 1990, riders at 181st say they used to use a 12-story stairwell to get between the street and the platform.
I used to take the stairs. See, I'm almost 50. I look a lot younger, but I'm almost 50.
That was security guard and longtime Washington Heights resident, R.R. He declined to give his full name for fear of getting in trouble at work.
In the early 90s, the stairs was accessible to people. And it took about a good 6 minutes of just running down the stairs. Like, it was, forget it, it's you're going down forever.
Opening up the stairwells could potentially alleviate some of the crowding. But MTA station group manager Sandrea Flowers says the stairwells will remain closed for now.
Right now, those emergency stairwells are for emergencies only. They're not suitable for daily use.
Flowers says they can't always enforce the three-person rule. But she says masks are required. Megan Zarez, WNYC News.